listening to Living with ADHD and CPTSD, available on Apple and wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to another episode of Living with ADHD and CPTSD. Today's CPTSD episode, I'm going to focus on one of my own problems that I'm really having a difficulty dealing with right now. And that is regulating my emotions and knowing that my parts are online, even though I'm not necessarily getting triggered. So speaking from within the parts and regulating the emotions has always been a problem. And I notice it more and more these days, where if something occurs in my life, let's just say my girlfriend gets annoyed and says something to me that mentions that there's something I've done that is displeasing, and or something unusual occurs that is complicated or difficult to handle, like a conflict or an event that has potential for, you know, like uneasy feelings, a high amount of stress or increased anxiety. And what I'm noticing, and I notice this quite often these days, is that I have a difficult time regulating my ability to control my emotions. Now, I don't mean when I say controlling my emotions, I don't mean that I start getting into fits of rage or I start yelling and I suddenly start crying or I'm angry or I'm excited, you know, like random emotions that are kind of conflicting with each other, you know, like yelling or this is insanity, and then start to cry and then having a difficult time expressing. I guess if you want to say it would be where not being able to handle the stress and the anxiety well enough that expressing my emotions, whether it's subtly, and it tends to be subtle, I have a difficult time with it. And what it does is the emotions are playing along with my parts. And what it ends up happening is I'm like sitting there, or I'm pacing around, or I'm moving a lot because I'm feeling anxious and the stress levels are increasing in myself, physically, of course. And my parts start to like resist. Like I'm really trying to keep them under control or in check, right? Because they have a tendency in the past, as I have expressed in past episodes, my parts have this tendency to get triggered and come and become blended with the adult. And then what ends up occurring is the parts start speaking and start behaving on the adult's behalf. And myself as the adult would have a very difficult time, if not sometimes impossible, ability to keep them in control and not allow them to say and do things that are clearly childlike behaviors. Now, I have been doing a lot of work in the last, couple months or so, where if something is unusually strong when it comes to stress response, or an event occurs like an argument or displeasure or a sudden realizing that I've done something wrong, you know, like, I, whether it's been acknowledged by anybody else or not, it doesn't really matter at that point. It would just be the fact that I'm noticing, and it's not perfect, obviously, because I'm there are times that I struggle with it, but I am noticing that the parts want to come on and they get anxious. So they are trying to say to whoever it is, like my partner is the person that I think I talk to the most throughout the day. Their parts would be resisting, but they'd be, you could tell, if you were to have the magic of special effects on a video, you could kind of see the adult standing there, and then you could kind of see like my other, like the child, the multiple parts that might be active or might be trying to, or maybe getting triggered, standing next to me or behind me or in front of me even. And you could see it, like them behaving in a certain way, or that like action, the like, okay, I'm having a difficult time describing it because my brain isn't exactly being able to interpret my thoughts into my words correctly here. You know how children, and we have been obviously kids, our memories might not be too great when it comes to recalling this info, but you've seen a lot of times in grocery stores or at a school or at the park or when the children are with their mother or father at like the shopping mall and or at a amusement park, and children have this amazing ability to switch very fast from one kind of behavior to another. It could be happy to disappointed to upset to angry to being really sad and excited and scared. You know, like they kind of can all come out at the same time, or you can switch back and forth quite easily from being happy to angry to scared, just like that. Children's emotions are erratic a lot of times because they're children and their brains haven't developed to the same point as an adult would, where adults have a much better and easier time controlling their emotions and displaying them and choosing whether or not to display them. So there's now picture these children standing in front of an adult, and they're itching, they're itching to do something, or they can't sit still, or they want to run around, or they see the toy on the floor and they want to go play with that toy, but the parent is saying, no, sweetie, you can't go play with that toy right now. We got to sit still. We got to stand in line. And so that child is getting upset. She is getting antsy because her desire is to go and play with that toy. And there's force that is being pushed against her from the parent saying, no, you can't do that. You can't go play with that toy. We got to stay in line because we're moving here. And of course, the kid doesn't understand, or usually won't understand, the reasoning behind being told no. And so they're starting to get upset. They want to go. They don't care that they're in line. They don't care that the mother says, no, we can't, we're moving, you know, you're not able to play with them right now. That child wants to go and play, and it will, depending on how it's been raised and if it's well behaved and if the parent has been doing a good job parenting, the child is either going to start having a temper tantrum and lay on the ground and maybe get upset and start crying or yell or right. Or they start to resist, or they start to argue, or maybe they're showing their displeasure to their mother or father. And they sometimes say things or they do actions that will either be embarrassing to the parent or the child just, you know, it doesn't have any kind of really self-awareness of what it's doing and how it's affecting other people. So there you go. So the adult is standing there, and the adult is trying desperately to keep himself in check, keep himself in control of the situation during the conversation. And these children are trying to get attention. They're trying to take over. They want to be listened to. They want to get their way. They want things to go how they want it to go. And so the adult, on top of having to listen to that other adult talking to them so that they can understand what they're saying and comprehend it and be able to make a correct and proper adult-like response and back to keep the communication and the conversation smoothly and to keep both people's emotions and behavior in check, he also has to deal with these parts that are constantly wanting to do their thing. Now, of course, to some degree, it's not necessarily exactly like that. Your child parts aren't going to be wanting to play with toys or trying to get in charge or trying to take over and say, look, I want to do this. I want to do this. Let me do this. Go. You know, why won't you let me go? It's more like the child parts are lashing out, or they want to lash out. They want to speak up and say things like, oh, you're mean. You're not fair. Why don't you go away? This is so stupid. Like, I don't understand. Let me go. Like, I just want to stop. You know, why can't we just do this way? You know, I don't understand. You know, there's hundreds of different responses or possible things that could come out of the child's mouth. And so that those child parts and the amazing thing is that there's going to be multiple parts. It's not just going to be one part that's going to be standing there wanting to get involved and speak its mind and present childlike behaviors and words. There's multiple ones. There's a lot of times there's going to be two, three, four, depending on the level of the severity of your trauma, there could be multiple, numerous parts standing there all wanting to do their thing. So the adult is there, and if the adult's hasn't done much work and the level of healing that he's done is minimal or none, he's likely going to lose control very quickly, and those parts are going to be the ones taking over. So it's going to be like the adult is pushed away, and then the multiple parts at one time or separately are going to start getting in the way. So picture these child parts walking towards that adult, and they're all wanting to get their childish needs met. One wants to go play with, you know, wants to go do this. One wants to argue and disagree. One doesn't want to believe that and start saying childish things. One starts having a tantrum or pouting and playing. Another one wants to play the victim game and says, you're always being mean to me. You're never listening to me. It's unfair. You're always saying what you want to say, but you don't listen to me. You never believe me. So there's all these different parts that are like taking over and being being children towards this adult. And of course, the adult is standing there, the one that's receiving all this, verbal attack from these different child parts, is standing there and going, what the hell is going on? Why is this occurring? Why are all these childlike behaviors coming out? There's these words, these childish words, these tantrums, these, you know, victimizing actions. Like, now, obviously, if you can look at it from in a way, it's like that. It's like the adult standing there, all these children are gathering around that adult, pulling at her pants or his coat and jacket and sweater and stomping on the ground, and there's one that's sitting on the ground pouting and having a little temper tantrum. Maybe another one is running around the adult, you know, yelling and screaming and making noises, and the other one's probably not even paying attention, looking around kind of dazed. And then the adult who has lost control of his child parts is standing there going, I don't know what to do. So put that into reality. And instead of course, literally having multiple children hanging around this adult's feet, pulling and tugging, it's two adults trying to have a conversation or trying to discuss or dealing with an issue. And the adult who's lost control and is triggered and blended with these parts is basically doing the behaviors. Now, obviously, he's not going to be doing all the behaviors at once. Of course, that's just not physically and humanly possible, but that adult would be the one saying the childish comments, having the pout, getting upset, getting angry, you know, being desperate, wanting attention, doesn't want the person to leave, gets upset if he's not understood or doesn't get his way, right? Like, it's, you kind of have to see it in that aspect in order to truly understand what is happening. And so when the difficulty here is, like I said, I'm in a stage right now in my life with my healing when it comes to CPTSD, where I would say I'm anywhere between 65 to 40%. It depends on how I'm feeling that day. It depends on the situation. It could be the time of day. There's multiple factors that play into why I am the way I am at that point. I'll give you an example, and it probably was well suiting here. This morning, I woke up and I hadn't taken my medication yet. I was going to go outside and it was going to be a real quick 2-minute conversation and then go in and eat and get ready and do some things, go out and water the garden and then take off, which is the plan I have for today. Something unusual or unexpected came up. My partner had commented that I had left the gates up during the evening, because the gate is up for the cat so that he doesn't get out of the yard. And I, instead of going, "Oh shit, sorry, I forgot. I didn't realize that I left the gates up. I am sorry." I had said something that was not directly related to it. I said, "Oh, well, you were on Zoom, so you didn't have any students." And I didn't get to the point where I realized, "Oh, right, but you had students after, and darn it, yeah." So she got upset. She got really annoyed that I, instead of doing the proper routine, proper thing, which was to go, "Oh, damn, right, sorry, I forgot that you had students. Oops, so sorry." She was expecting that. Instead, she got a response that, according to her, and was likely the case, was the adult speaking from a childlike perspective, or it was a sudden knee-jerk reaction. So, like, I honestly don't know for sure, and it's kind of, there's a possibility that there could have been a part that was sitting there that came on, but I didn't get triggered and didn't become blended, but there was a knee-jerk reaction. I, instead of, you know, staying focused and staying calm, I had my anxiety levels increase dramatic, like sudden, and I had a knee-jerk reaction where my thoughts were kind of going in a chronological order. Like, I didn't just suddenly go blah, 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 you know, and make an excuse up or lie or anything. It just, my brain, because I have, you got to realize, because of my ADHD and I have that autistic properties or, you know, behaviors in my mind, I made a sudden reaction and a quick statement where I wasn't thinking. I didn't thoroughly think about the comment she made. I didn't process it correctly. And so I made an incorrect assumption, and the the stuff that came out of my mouth was definitely not correct. And then what happened was, is because of the fact that we went to this state and now I'm stressed and I'm feeling anxiety, my parts are starting to come on and I'm pushing back, trying to resist, don't want to allow myself to get triggered because I know that if I get triggered, this is going to blow up and it's going to become a shit show. Sorry, you know, pardon my French, but that's the honest truth. It becomes a shit show. And I know that if I allow this to happen, it's going to get bad. And we could end up having a fight for a couple hours. She has to work soon. I'm trying to get the hell out of here because I have things I want to do today. I'm not going to be sticking around the house for the entire morning and afternoon. That totally is not what my plans are. So I try very hard to stay as the adult. My parts do kind of come on, but I'm not blended with them. It's just that they're making a very aggressive attempt to influence the way I think and the way I'm acting. Needless to say, what ended up happening is it didn't go as well as I would have wanted it to. She got upset, and I was trying hard to not allow myself to get to the level of being upset and being triggered. And we had a difficult time with that. So I needed to, and I'm still struggling with it, I needed to pull away and process what had happened, think about it, take some time to understand what I did wrong. Not just the gates was not the relevant thing anymore at that point, but to think about what had happened and what I made, my mistakes that I made, and then to push forward and, you know, acknowledge that I messed up and apologize and make amends. But it was a struggle. And because I'm still working with my parts and I'm still dealing with the stress and the levels, the high anxiety levels, it's still difficult for me to do this. And sometimes verbally, when I'm stressed out and I have my anxiety levels way up, I have a very difficult time with communication. I often struggle to get the words out. I misunderstand what's being told to me, and I have a very difficult time getting my point across. And I often forget, and my mind doesn't function in a way that it should in order to get the words out, like to make sense and to sound intelligent and to not sound like I'm losing it or losing control. And so the entire ordeal was a struggle, and I wish I could go back and try again, but obviously that is just not something that can happen. So you have to know in the moment that it's occurring, and you've got to be able to make a split second decision and a real quick, you know, make your choices and know what you need to do. Like, you know, I struggle with doing steps like acknowledging my partner. She says to me that my actions that I'm doing are causing her to get frustrated and angry, and I have a difficult time. Instead of responding and acknowledging it and saying, oh, I'm so sorry, I do an explanation, or I try to explain my behaviors as thinking that that's going to make things better. And all that ends up doing is causing the level of frustration on both sides to increase, because she's not being heard, and it's just causing me to get hot, more and more stressed out and closer to becoming triggered and blended with my parts. So yeah, like the problem here, of course, is that due to my weak ability to regulate my emotions, my parts have a much easier time becoming active and trying to blend with me. And that's what ends up happening, is because of the fact that I have such a difficult time with that it's easier for me to get completely dysregulated and for my emotions to take over, and then eventually for my parts. So I really have to work extra hard on a daily basis, and especially when I'm having a conversation with my partner, of making sure that I'm aware of what's going on and I am, you know, understanding and seeing the changes that occur within myself. If I notice that my emotions are increasing, or I'm getting frustrated, or I'm starting to get angry, or I'm starting to feel like a lot of shame because I realize that I've messed up and here I go again, you know, repeating as ad nauseum sort of thing, then I need to be realizing and seeing the change. And that is the one thing that has been difficult for such a long time, is you know, being capable of seeing it all and noticing the changes within me. And because of my emotional dysregulation issues, it increases the difficulty, because my emotions will take over before my ability to notice the changes and to be able to understand and to regulate occurs. And that's the biggest problem here, is knowing what to do in the moment, because I'm listening here, I'm standing there, or I'm sitting there, and I'm trying to listen, and I hear the changes and the rise in the tone, and I understand the anger that's coming, and my own emotions and my own triggers, like, I'm not saying I'm getting triggered. I'm just saying there are emotional triggers and emotional increases that occur due to the sudden increase in anxiety and stress throughout my body and mentally. It gets in the way, because it's automatically awakening the child parts. Like, they're starting to rise, they're starting to come out, and they're starting to get out and wanting to do their thing, you know, gathering around the adult, or starting to mosey on over to my partner and stand there and get ready to do their actions and their behaviors and say their words and block out the adult from behaving in an adult-like manner. That is what is looking like it's going to happen, because of the fact that I have such a difficult time regulating the emotions and recognizing and dealing with it. Like, here's the bottom line. If you can't regulate your emotions, if you have such a hard time regulating them, you're going to automatically just get thrown off. Like, if you can regulate, then you're able to feel that the increase in, like, your anger or your frustration, or that need to lash out or to argue or to raise your voice or to change the tone, you are able to notice it immediately, like right then and there, like in a split second. And then you're able to stop yourself or to breathe, like slow down and focus and ground and be mentally aware and be like physically in a state of mind that allows you to see it and regulate it and to control it. But if you're having a difficult time with emotional regulation, your body is slow and delayed when it comes to recognizing it, and it can't always recognize I'm getting scientific here and technical, but it can't recognize the chemical changes that happen in your mind and in your body that control and that alter your moods and that emotion. I've always had that issue. Like, I don't necessarily, like, if you could see in the moment how it happens and how I react, you would notice that I'm not like suddenly getting angry and turning red and yelling and saying stupid things or bad things, but it's more for me internal, and it kind of builds up, and I keep it capped. I try to keep it locked inside, and it builds up, and it expands and increases. And the child parts are starting to get aroused, and they're starting to go, you know, get a little more rambunctious, and they're moving around and they want to get going. And it's like I forget to do steps, you know, like I forget to breathe, I forget to regulate, I forget to check my state of being in the moment. It's like all I can do is focus on one particular area and stay so strong and so mentally focused on that, that all the other things that I have to do don't get attention. They're not getting those specific requirements met because I spend so much time and energy on that one specific thing that I'm looking at, that that's all that will be taken care of. And it's difficult and it's extremely complicated, and the level of frustration that I feel and that causes or that gets created from my partner because of it is extremely high and very difficult. And I often struggle and I have setbacks occasionally because of it. And it's my struggle that I have today is recognizing not just that that the parts are starting to come online, and that I'm and struggling to recognize the emotions and regulate them. It's also failing to see that I'm so focused on one thing or one of many different problems that are starting to come up that it's next to impossible to equally share it, and that causes such a problem. And it basically sets me up for failure before it even starts because of the fact that I can't take care of the communication level and focus and breathing and check my state of being in the moment as it's happening and be able to listen and think and comprehend and then come up with the proper communication, like the correct words to use in response, and to remember to acknowledge before explaining, or don't get defensive, you know, like, and also making sure I'm not getting triggered and blending with my child part. So there's all these different little things that I'm trying to do. And it's so bloody difficult because of the fact that I'm trying to focus, that I have a hard time as it is focusing on one thing, let alone 6-7 different things that I have to do. And I don't know if that's a trauma action or it is, if it's because of my ADHD. I'm kind of leaning towards the ADHD with the hyperfocus, but it could possibly be a fight, flight, freeze, fawn response that's occurring. So I have to look into that and I have to kind of process all of it and try to figure out exactly what is happening in my head and with my body in the moment. And I need to practice and become much better at noticing all the different things that are occurring rather than allowing myself to focus on just one. And if I can handle that and I can become better, then I have a better chance of surviving a difficult, unexpected situation that arises out of nowhere. And that is our key, really, when you think about it, is to not allow ourselves to get triggered and have our parts come online and become blended with them. That's one thing, but also to be able to regulate and keep our emotions in check and stay focused and stay grounded and behave and talk like an adult the way they should. That's what we need to get better at. And that's one thing I need to get better at. It will come. I just need to work hard. All right, that is it for today. Thanks everybody for listening to this episode. I hope it was informative and helpful for you. If you would like to become a member and get some benefits and support this show, you can go to my Patreon page. If you look for Living with ADHD and CPTSD on Patreon, you'll find it there. You can also choose to donate to my cause. It's ko-fi.com, ko-fi.com/livingwithADHD and CPTSD. If you have any comments regarding this episode and you would like to discuss it, or if you have a question or you have a statement that you would want to make about anything in this episode, then there's multiple ways you can contact me. You can contact me at Twitter. My handle is at ADHD and CPTSD. You can email me. The address is livingwithadhdandcptsd@gmail.com. And you can also go to the website. It's www.livingwithadhdandcptsd.ca. I have going to have some interviews coming up in the next, short future here for CPTSD. They should be really interesting, and I'm thinking that they're going to be really informative and very helpful for people, especially those who are struggling with multiple areas and avenues when it comes to trauma and CPTSD. So I hope you'll tune in for that. I will make an announcement once I have finalized and recorded the episodes. All right, everyone. That's it for today. I hope you had a good time listening, and I'll talk to you later. Bye.